4 o'clock in the Fraser Canyon. Feed the cats and hang up your hat.
Computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around.
20 seconds to LOS Tedris.
Nice to be in orbit.
Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM, right between your ears.
Desde Barranquilla, Puerta de Oro de Colombia, les presentamos a Poncho Zamudio.
A todos los sonideros en México, un saludo muy especial de su amigo Poncho Zamudio. ¡Ay, ay, ay!
We'll be right back.
shaking all over. Shaking all over.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike, your host, at today's October the 1st edition of Right Between Your Ears. I want to wish everybody a great day today, and it looks like we might pick up a little bit of weather tonight, but we'll talk about that later. Let me tell you, this show today, I'm calling it the Zamboni Show, and the reason I'm calling it the Zamboni Show is the skating rink's open, and I personally have broken a very long skating drought. I haven't been for probably over a decade, but I pulled my skates out and went down there, and thank God it was almost empty. There was just two other people, and tried to get a little bit of muscle memory back, but anyhow, the choice of songs today was what I was playing in my earphones as I swirled around in an alternate universe where I can skate as good as Kurt Browning, let's say. But I was thinking about it. One of my favorite things about skating was when they put the music on and blare it up, because it makes you stop thinking about how bad your feet hurt. But so anyhow, welcome to the Zamboni Show of Right Between Your Ears. Now, let me just get you acquainted with what we started out listening to so far. Opened up the show with a song by a man called Pancho Zamudio, who's a very famous purveyor of cumbia music. And he was doing a song written by a man named Campillo called Cumbia Coqueta, a real nice, slow kind of a style of a cumbia. And that was followed up by some music that you would have heard if you lived in Texas or northern Mexico between about 1952 or 3 up to about 1965, a style of music that you would have heard there in Mexico and many other places around the world. And what I'm talking about is rock and roll. And that song was called La Hora del Jerk. And that's the Mexican title, Spanish title, for, in America, what was called the Land of a Thousand Dances was the name of the song. And the tune was written by C. Kinner in America, and it was adapted by a very beloved songwriter in Mexico called Manolo Muñoz, who is mostly well known for his song Speedy Gonzales. And the band who was doing that was called Los Hitters. And that was followed up by a song from one of my favorite Canadian bands, who I started listening to when I was still living in Texas before I ever came to Canada, and that is the one and only The Guess Who. And I was reading up about these guys, and probably like so many other talented musicians from Canada, they had or felt they had to go away in order to get the ball rolling with their careers. They had to leave the country because I think it just boils down to the population is so small that it's very difficult to make anything viable when you don't have that many people to sell whatever you're making to, whether it's music or books or anything else. So anyhow, they had gone to England because if you remember when the wave of bands were coming from England over across the Atlantic, the Beatles and all the other ones that followed. I guess whoever was managing them, and don't quote me on this, had come up with a brilliant idea that maybe if they went to England and played around there for a while and then imported their self across the Atlantic back to North America, that maybe they could sell more records doing it that way. So that's why they called themselves the Guess Who. It was kind of an in-joke about guess who we are. We were already here in the prairies, and now we're coming back under another name. But while they were over there, they were playing with a guy named, last name of Kidd, like Captain Kidd, K-I-D-D. And Kidd had written this song, Shaken All Over. And I've heard a few versions of it in my life, mostly back in the 60s, but I just came across this version this year, never having known that they recorded it, and now I stick that up on number one as the best version of that song that I've ever heard. Recording quality again, top of the line, and Burton Cummins singing, perfect. And we'll close this set off with... like when they say when you go to a concert, say we're going to slow it down right now. So we slowed it down with what is, in my books, it's called Unknown Cambodian Number One. I've got two Cambodian songs that I still have not been able to source who the performer is or the composer. So they're listed as Unknown Cambodian 1 and Unknown Cambodian 2. You have just heard Unknown Cambodian 1, and it's a beautiful song that I don't know what means, but I've been listening to it for probably about 15 years. So, with all that being said, it's time to pin our ears back and get on into some more show. To describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human.
Bobcatalogic.
Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon. Oh, I'll tell the story now.
Well, I was playing a job with the band. By the hand, and in a flash we were gone. Stayed at a motel until dawn. Well, I knew that her old man was bad. Put that guitar player on the floor. Now I can't go back to Austin anymore. I can't go back to Austin anymore. I don't wanna wind up punched out. She held my dreams. She was part of all my schemes. I can't go back to Austin anymore. Texas haunts me in my dreams. That girl was part of all my schemes. Someday if I ever return, but until then my heart will burn. That girl, I can't go back to Austin anymore.
Mariachi static on my radio. The tubes, they glow in the dark. And I'm there with her in Ensenada, but I'm stuck in Echo Park. Carmelita, hold hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Sitting here playing solitaire on my pearl-handled deck. The county won't give me no more methadone, and they cut off your welfare check. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Well, every time I hear those sirens wail, you know I almost have a heart attack. And your big Samoan boyfriend says it's gonna come and break my back. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. So I pawned my Smith and Wesson now. I've gone looking for my man. He hangs out down on Alvarado Street by the Pioneer Chicken Stand. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Yes, I hear mariachi static on my radio. The tubes, they glow in the dark. And I'm there with her in Ensenada, but I'm stuck in Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
Running wild and said Sam, you're looking at me, lonely, lonely man. That trade of gold buried in this land. For one small band of gold plays on sweet Jenny's hand. For the man needs a woman, love him all the time. You know, Sam.
Can really shake them down.
Mighty fine, I tell you what, that is a good old dancing song. That was by the Contours, and that was called Do You Love Me, and that was written by Mr. Berry Gordy Jr. And if you're just joining us or driving by with the radio on through beautiful Lillooet here, this is Mike, your host, right between your ears, coming at you live, as always, from the Rec Center on Main Street in beautiful downtown Lillooet. Now, just before we get to the weather, let's back it on up and see what we've been listening to. Now, started up this set with a Texas boy that I play as much as I can, one of my favorites and one of Texas's favorite songwriters, and that was Mr. Doug Somm, who's had about three or four different incarnations, maybe more, and he's also been a star over in Scandinavia as well. I even lived there for a while, and still very popular over there, so I understand. The song that I played for you today was his song called I Can't Go Back to Austin. And that was followed up by a not heard often enough Canadian songwriter and a performer. This song that I played, he didn't write it. It was written by Mr. Warren Zevon. But I believe that Murray McLaughlin is the man I'm talking about. I believe his version is probably the best I've ever heard. There's one other one I like, and I can't remember who did it because that's how long ago, decades ago, since it's been on the radio. But that is a wonderful song, Carmelita. And again, that was Mr. Murray McLaughlin's take on that song. And next up came a real old favorite song that people been grooving to from Texas Creek down to the Canadian River in Texas. And that was Mr. Dwight Yoakam's version of the song written by a man named Phillips called North to Alaska, which most people are pretty familiar with. But again, in my little voting book, Dwight Yoakam's version is the best. And as we said before, the last song you just heard was a song called Do You Love Me by the Contours. And now let's go to the weather machine. And here we are. We've got current conditions in Lillooet, 9 degrees Celsius, and the barometric pressure sits at 101.1 and has a tendency to fall. Dew point is 2.2, and the humidity currently sits at 62%. Now, overnight tonight, this is when it gets interesting, we're going to have 6 degrees with periods of rain, and it says maybe 5 to 10 millimeters. With winds out of the north gusting to 40. Again, the low is just going to be 6. Now, Tuesday, it says rain changing to snow or rain near noon. Snow levels is 1,400 meters, lowering to the valley bottom near noon. Rainfall amount, 5 to 10 millimeters. Local snowfall amount, 2 to 4 centimeters. Wind still out of the north at 20K, gusting to 40, and increasing to 40, gusting to 60 in the morning. Temperature falls to plus 2 in the afternoon, and the UV index is 1. Then Tuesday night, it says snow or rain ending in the evening and then clearing. Wind continuing out of the north at 30K, gusting to 50, becoming light near midnight. Low plus 1. Now we're already into October 3rd, Wednesday. They're forecasting a sunny, beautiful, cobalt sky day of 12 degrees for the high, and an overnight with some clouds of a low temperature of 4 Celsius. Coming into Thursday, we got the mix of sun and clouds, and even warmer. I guess the clouds acting like a blanket, so we're supposed to creep up to 14 Celsius and an overnight of 5. Clouds hanging on through the week, right into the weekend, Friday and Saturday, that is. And the high predicted for Friday will be 13, with the mix of sun and cloud, and the overnight of 5, still cloudy. And Saturday, October 6, the predicted high is still 13, mix of sun and cloud, and the overnight will be 4, clouds still persisting. Now, Sunday, which is as far as we can take it here, is a predicted high of 13, and it's back to a clear, sunny sky. Now, for our historical averages and extremes since 1998, just for interest's sake, the warmest day in that time period of today's date was 27.4 Celsius, which happened in 2003. Boy, oh boy, that was kind of an anomaly, wasn't it? and the lowest was 2.2, and that just happened in 2016. So it looks like we're cooling off a little bit. Well, that's our weather wrap up for this time, and I imagine that we'll just, without any further ado, we'll just get on into some more music. Imagine a place where raw natural beauty combines with insight, entertainment, and information. Step through that door with me now. This is Radio Lillooet 100.5 FM. Lord have mercy.
Well, I'm in love with your dungarees, red checkered shirt, now if you please. I'm boogie, 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 boogie country girl. Yeah, well, you know what I mean, my boogie, boogie country girl.
always somebody calling you down. I do my best and I do good business. There's a lot of people asking for my time. They're trying to get ahead. They're trying to be a good friend of mine. I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me up for favors. And no one's future to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow. But for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my for having learned.
start to cry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike, your host at Right Between Your Ears. And just before we get to public service announcements, let's have a look at what we've been listening to. This set here started off with a Swedish man named Mick Muster, and that's Mick spelled M-I-C-K-E if you ever want to look him up. Mick Muster. And he is a piano playing prodigy from childhood. And he was doing a song written by a man named Pomus and another man named Ashby called Boogie Woogie Country Girl. And I played it once before, and I might play that exact song another time or two over the course of this Right Between Your Ears. Really, really good tune. He channels Jerry Lee Lewis. That's about the only way you can put it. He just literally channels him. And they say that the first time he hit a piano, before he even knew how to play one, he started channeling that kind of music. So, who knew? Anyway, I hope the boy keeps going. I think he's an old boy now, but I'm pretty sure he's still going. Now, that was followed up by a song by one of my favorite bands called the Red Elvises is the name of the band. Some of you might be familiar with them. They've come to Vancouver a couple of times over the years, and of course they've been all over the world. They come from Russia. I guess the tip-off is the name, the Red Elvises. And that song there was that was their slow song. Most of their songs are kind of like the same tempo as Boogie Woogie Country Girl. But that song was called After the Carnival. And that song, the first time I heard it, was a song that, as you're hearing it for the first time, it's as if you had heard it all your life. You could anticipate what the next note's going to be. Somehow that's how it struck me. And that song was the embodiment of your first slow dance. No matter who you are, where you come from, male or female, whatever, your first slow dance was crystallized in that song, After the Carnival. And that was written by a man named, his last name is shy one letter of the Kalashnikov rifle. His name is Kalikanov. And as I said, it's a very familiar song the first time you hear it. It's like you've heard it before or something similar to it, but it's a real good one. Now, that was followed up hot on the heels by Canada's own Joni Mitchell. And a song that doesn't get played half enough as it ought to, but it used to be played. You'd hear that song 6-8 times a day if you lived in a city in Canada, and the U.S. too, because I lived in both places when that song was on the airwaves, and it was on a lot. And that song was called Free Man in Paris, and it's got some real interesting lyrics in there about the music business. And the set was closed off by one of my favorite Californians, and that's Mr. Jackson Browne, B-R-O-W-N-E. And most people are familiar with him, most people my age anyway. And I don't know about the younger folks, but if you ever want to look up Jackson Browne, if you liked that tune was called Doctor My Eyes. And I believe it came from an LP called Saturate Before Using, which is the old labels they used to put on those canvas water bags that people used to hang off the back of their Jeeps if they lived in the desert. So that was Jackson Browne, Doctor My Eyes. And now we're going to do some public service announcements. And first up is going to be, of course, because today's show is called the Zamboni Show, so public skate. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and it is at the Lillooet Rec Center right here where I'm talking to you from at 930 Main Street. Now, regular drop-in rates apply. They're included with your membership if you have one. Please check in at the office before proceeding to the arena. Outside arena door will be locked. Skates are available for rent for $2 a pair. Free skate rental for children up to 12 years old. Where can you get that? Adults are $5.50. Children are $3, age 4 to 12. Seniors are $4, age 55 and up. That's yours truly. And students are the same price as seniors, and that's students being age 13 to 18, $4. Now, if you bring the whole family down, which is a good idea, if you have time during them hours, that's $10.50 for up to two adults and all dependent children under 19. I can't skate worth a hoot, but I'll tell you what, it is one of the most fun activities that you can do. So I heartily endorse it and encourage you to get down there, and especially if you can skate, get down there and show the rest of us how to do it. Now, next up, and it goes, you know, when I think of skating, I always think of music, colored lights, and hot things to drink and eat. So, for example, hot chocolate would be one of them. And I guess if I'd have been born in Quebec, I'd be thinking about a big, nice big steaming plate of poutine after I skate. But I'm thinking about gumbo. But what I want to tell you about is on Wednesday, October 3rd, from 12 noon to 1 p.m., is the Soup Kitchen in Lillooet. And where is it? It's at the aptly named Lillooet Friendship Center, which is at 847 Main Street, if you didn't know. And the phone number for the Friendship Center is 250-256-4146. And again, that's 250-256-4146. And every Wednesday, the Friendship Center welcomes everybody to come and enjoy a hot bowl of soup. And I tell you what, with the weather starting to chill off, that's not a bad invitation to have, is it? Now, third up, we've got adult drop-in volleyball, and there's even a picture of it here, and it looks like they are in some heavy action there. I'll tell you what, it looks pretty fun. And so this one I'm telling you about is Wednesday, October 3rd, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here at the Rec Center, 930 Main Street, and it's age 16 or up. Again, it's from 7 to 9. All ability levels are welcome. And the regular drop-in fees apply. So for folks that didn't know, that's $5.50 for adults and $4 for students. All players must sign the waiver before playing. Please bring clean indoor gym shoes. Included with memberships, band sign-in book will be available. So that's adult drop-in volleyball. A good way to warm up in this as the weather starts to get colder. And so, with those being said, let's get back into the last set of the show here. Hey there, painters of pictures, carvers of wood, writers of stories, poets, sculptors, and pluckers of strings. Did you ever wish there was a helping hand when your creative trail goes cold? Well, help is on the way. Tune in to Muse, Monday nights at 7 p.m. with an encore presentation on Wednesday mornings with your host, Alfie Eldon, on Radio Lillooet, 100.5 FM.
Jojo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, awesome California. ka ako ang nasisisi, ako ang laging may kasalanan.
About 30 girls.
mighty fine. Boy, oh boy. Well, this is Mike, your host, it right between your ears, and that last song you just heard, which is the last song of the show, unfortunately, was the Beavis Frond out of Bromley, England, with the Nick Salaman song called Alta. And up before that, we had another incarnation of Doug Somm, which we played in the second set. And this incarnation, the band is called the Sir Douglas Quintet, and featuring a man named Augie Myers, who play in the organ, which is a name that if you mention that within the borders of Texas, everybody's going to know who you're talking about, and maybe buy you a beer. Anyhow, that was Sir Douglas Quintet with their song Viking Girl. And that's going out to anybody in earshot of this broadcast that is a girl of Scandinavian descent. That one's for you. And up before that, we had Mr. Freddie Aguilar from the Philippines with a song he wrote about the hard times that you have when you're cramming and studying. And that song's going out to one of my own sons, Miguelito, who's studying hard right now as I speak. And the song was called Estudiante Blues. And again, that's by Freddie Aguilar. And we opened up the set with the Wayback Machine with a song that probably don't need any introduction, but you know what? We got to give them anyway. And that was those guys from across the pond called the Beatles with the song called Get Back. Get back home, JoJo. And I'll tell you what, just like this month of October kind of snuck up and tapped me on the back without me noticing how it got here, the end of the show has done the same thing. So I'll just ask you to stand by for half a second, and we'll get you on to your country music playlist directly.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM.
无线电力旅客100.5 FM.
Radio Lilu 100.5 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 FM.
Doesn't matter how you say it or where you come from. This is Radio Lillooet 100.5 FM.